non-GMO vitamin C. We then subjected to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at brightionstore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at brightionstore.com.
We're going to bring in Sam and Coach Dave. That's our special guest today. We're going to start every show from now on with a quote from the Supreme Court decision, the only time that sheriffs sued the federal government, the Clinton administration, no less, and won at the United States Supreme Court. This is the supreme law of the land because it was a reinforcement of the Constitution, not political dogma or political parties or political agendas like the Supreme Court does all the time. Folks, Justice Scalia wrote this decision and he quoted the Federalist Papers. And this is one of my favorite quotes from this most amazing, miraculous, most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America. And it goes like this, quote, hence, a double security arises to the rights of the people. The different governments will control each other at the same time that each will be controlled by itself, end quote. We love that. We have learned a lot from it. And we're going right now, folks, to the amazing Sam Bushman. Sam, welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show, and thanks for being with me as my co-host on this amazing, beautiful morning.
Delighted to be here. It's always a good day when we're above ground and we can speak for the sacred cause of liberty, as we always do on your TV and on your radio. We have Coach Dave Dobenmeyer with us. He's known for Past Assault Ministries. CoachDaveLive.com is his website. He was a coach for, 35 years, Dave? Welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Sam. And I got unceremoniously dragged into the battle back in 1997 when I was sued by the ACLU for praying with our football team. By the way, Sheriff, greatest thing that ever happened to me was being shaken out of my complacency, the job of being a high school football coach, into the real battle, the battle for the Lord, for truth, justice, and the American way. So I'm honored to be here with you guys today.
Amen. All right, man. I just want to tell everybody, we met Dave and I, or Coach Dave and I met about 3 years ago at a amazing conference that we had with leaders in the Patriot Movement all over. We met in Houston, Texas, and that's where we became friends. Isn't that correct?
Amen. That is, Sheriff. And, you know, I've had a lot of fruit come out of that meeting, although, you know, it's amazing because we're like the McDonald's generation, right? We want an explosion right away. We want to drive in, order it, and have it show up. Well, my years of being a high school football coach told me that's not the way it works, brother. There's a lot of plowing. There's a lot of planning. There's a lot of watering. And I'm really, really excited because I'm one of the few guys who thinks we're winning. I think we're winning right now, Sheriff. And it's through the efforts of guys like you who've been plowing hard, and Sam, and all the things that everybody's been doing. The last thing we can do is keep our eyes focused on the scoreboard, because the scoreboard's temporary, right? That clock's running all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Points are going up on the board all the time. Don't worry about the scoreboard until the game's over. And I think momentum's on our side.
Amen to
and
that.
Don't fall asleep, ladies and gentlemen, so they score on the other end when you ain't looking neither. All right, so Dave Dobenmeyer wrote an incredible column, ladies and gentlemen, that I want to dig into. And when you first hear it, you're going to freak. You're going to go, whoa, hold on now, Dave. But when you really read and understand what he's saying, this makes sense. Here's the headline. Hang 'em high, February 17th, 2022. And so then at the end of his article, he has a message to the FBI and the Secret Service. And he says this. I'm not planning any vigilante justice. I make no threats to Hillary and her cohorts. I am simply asking that you, meaning the FBI, all government officials, that you followed your oath, Sheriff, and protect us from all enemies, especially the domestic ones, which means government, right? I believe in the rule of law. I believe in honest, God-ordained government. So he's defending government as well. The act of treason, ladies and gentlemen, is punishable by death. I simply call for justice. Hang them high. Do it publicly without masks. Amen to that, Coach Dave. And I want to talk about this, Sheriff, because when you hear words like that, at first you say, man, Dave's running off the rails. Dave's calling for blood. Dave's, no. What Dave's doing is highlighting the real, in my understanding, the real criminal act of treason. And the fact is we've got leaders, at least so-called. You've got elites is what I would call them. You've got deep state swamp monsters, if you will, that literally think they're above the law, but they've committed treason. So let's go to Dave first, and then we'll go to the good sheriff to say, you know, bold statements, but when you put it in the perspective that you've done, the statements make complete sense, not only based on what needs to be done, but based on the rule of law and based on their oaths of office, Coach Dave.
Yeah, well, the point of the matter is, listen, they are above the law because we think they're above the law. That's really the problem, right? And yeah. We forget that those people, they work for us. They are elected representatives who, in fact, work for us. We are their employers. Now, I don't know. It's like sort of like I don't know what it's like in your house, but when I had my own children in the house, we were raising them. It was a constant battle over who was going to be in control of the house. Were they going to rule the house or were the parents going to rule the house? And what's happened is we've created this wonderful nation as a representative government. And then with the parents, they've taken the children have taken over, and the parents, the ones who birthed it, we the people. Sheriff, there's no redress of grievances anymore. There's nobody to turn to try to make this mess right because they think they're above the law, and sadly, so do we.
Sheriff?
Well, regrettably, that's true, and it just boils down to what Coach Dave alluded to, and that is, are we going to just follow orders like the Nuremberg officers claimed that they were when they did the Holocaust? We're just following orders. You can't blame us. And every peace officer in this country should exercise his moral authority to keep his own oath of office. This is the question. Are we going to have a nation's police that simply follow orders like, I'm going to call a spade here, like these idiot cops who go to school board meetings and arrest parents simply for expressing their views? And there was another one last night where a mother is expressing her views in Virginia about the hypocrites that follow a Democrat governor before Youngkin was elected. And they were bringing this out. Why did you follow the last governor and you're not following the one now that has rescinded the mask? And then the lady on this school board is yelling for a cop to come and get her out. And I saw the clip. She was not doing anything wrong. She was just expressing her view. And so she's calling for a cop. And, of course, the cops are going to do it. And we had in Chandler, Arizona, where a cop arrests a man in the parking lot for speaking out. And he was talking loud, yes, but the meeting inside was not disturbed one iota. And he was just telling the truth that he was trying to make sure everybody heard. He was just expressing his views. And you are absolutely correct. We teach at the CSPOA that there is one place to turn now. There's only one place left, and that's your county sheriff. And if you can't get him on board, then you need to have him replaced. If he refuses to keep his oath of office, then you need to get him replaced. But the sheriffs are on fire now. We are working our tails off to make this happen. This is the solution. We the people with the sheriffs, and we do as Dave, as Coach Dave mentioned, and that is we bring these crooks in government to justice, and it can happen.
So now, the listen, securities Dave, rights, the, I'm sorry, the First Amendment says, or the Declaration of Independence says, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Sheriff Mack, the police don't work for the government. They work for the people. The job of the police officers are to protect Amen. The people from overreaching government. We have it exactly backwards.
Yeah, we do. And it's kind of like Thomas Paine, and Sam can vouch for this because I teach this in my seminar, that we teach what Thomas Paine taught us about that. And in it, he said, Britain with its army to enforce her tyranny. Well, I asked the police officers of today, are you the enforcers of the government tyranny today, or are you the servants of the people? And so we're right on the same page with that, Coach Dave, and thank you for that, because it's brought us back to our home, and our home on this is the sheriffs and peace officers of this country must keep their oath of office, must stand for liberty, and must do exactly what you just said. I quote that all the time, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Your job is to protect my liberty from conception to death. That is what your job is, and that we're never trained in that. And so now we're doing this training, and we're getting it nationwide now.
Sam, I don't want to welcome you, but I want to say this before I forget.
Go ahead.
Well, my favorite movie of all time is Cool Hand Luke. And I don't know if you haven't seen it, go out and see Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
There's a great scene in that movie where they're putting Luke in the
box. Wait. Is it when he puts him in the cooler?
Putting him in the cooler.
And
the guy, as he's putting him in the cooler, he says, sorry, Luke, just doing my job. And the greatest line of all of movies is Clint Eastwood. I'm sorry, Paul Newman says,
Paul Newman,
calling it your job, don't make it right. And that's where we are, isn't it, Sheriff? Sam, isn't that where we are? People calling it their job, just doing my job. Or brother, that don't make it right.
It is where we are. And what I wanted to ask Dave, though, is this hang 'em high term sounds vigilante. It sounds extreme. But what is the punishment for treason according to the law? Well, Sheriff, you want to take that one on?
Yeah, it is. capital punishment. It's not that we have to use it every time. But I believe it is. I believe it is a legitimate punishment. That those who have committed treason against the American people, we didn't establish capital punishment. I'm all for that there's at least some sort of punishment for these people who have destroyed our Constitution and who are right now destroying America. And the bottom line is this, whether you say hang them high or just as Coach Dave alluded to, where's the justice with these politicians who continuously commit crime after crime after crime after crime? And the Clintons have gotten away, and that's a great example. The Clintons have got away with murder. Vince Foster did not commit suicide. And many, many others. And the criminal activity that they've done in raising money for the Clinton Foundation and the way they've spent that money and who they got this money from, and on with all the politicians in Washington, D.C., of the ubiquitous and utter corruption in Washington, D.C., that have brought us to the point of we're now culpable. The United States government is now culpable for increasing drug proliferation in America, especially fentanyl and fentanyl overdoses and deaths, and the horrible chaos going on at our border, where literally the cartels are now in charge of the border, and the proliferation of human trafficking and sexual exploitation of children has increased exponentially at the border. And you can lay all of that down at the Biden dictatorship that is now going on in America. And we have a culpable media that go right along with it because they are supporting it. And I've said this over and over. If you have the media, especially the majority of the media, supporting you, you can get away with anything in Washington, D.C., and that's what's happening.
You know, Sheriff Mack,
Dave, what's the penalty for treason?
Well, I got it right here, actually. I pulled it up on my computer. Pardon that I don't look at the screen. Treason
is defined. Yeah, this is important for people to understand.
Yeah, treason is defined. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death. Sheriff, I'm just asking that they enforce the law. Now, let me take you on a journey here real quick. Back in 2016, I went to Hillary Clinton's house, 15 Old House Lane in Chappaqua, New York, and did exactly what I'm talking about here, right? I went to the police and I asked the police to enforce the law. If you remember, Sheriff, if you remember, Sam, that was right after James Comey had told us that Hillary had committed at least four felonies. He admitted that she had committed four felonies, and he said no reasonable prosecutor would indict her. Y'all remember? She did it. She did it. They told us they did it. And then what do we see just in the last 2 weeks? Well, just in the last 2 weeks, we find out that she spied on a sitting president of the United States. Now,
not only did she spy on the sitting president, but she did it before, during the election, and after he took office.
Sam, would that be treason? Sheriff, would that be treason? What if Putin had done that? Yep. What if Putin had done that? Well, Hillary did. Yeah. Law says what? Huh? She shall suffer death. Come on. But see, we're too soft, aren't we? We're too soft. Yeah. So in other words, when the founders, when they wrote this, they understood the importance of death penalty as a deterrent. And they did it back in colonial days publicly, did they not? And so when you saw somebody got, remember where they used to put them in the stocks and throw tomatoes at them and the public humiliation? They did that so that nobody else would try to pull that off, right? Well, hey, folks. Seems barbaric. Maybe it's time that we return to some of these barbaric things that gave us a good foundation upon which this nation was built.
Right. Yeah, I'm all for prosecution. I'm all for the juries being able to decide that. And we, the people, are the ultimate say in any court case. And that's fine with me. I trust the American people to make the right decision there. But what the thing of it is, we never bring them to justice. We don't even investigate. In fact, Comey said, I did this wonderful investigation. It's very thorough, but we're not going to prosecute anybody. Well, then why did you do the investigation? We don't need an investigation if you're not going to turn it over to a DA. And it's not your choice to say nobody's going to prosecute it. Turn it over to the prosecutor.
Kobe, the Bible tells us
they want to just pacify you is the deal, Dave.
Yeah, but the Bible tells us this, that the Lord loves justice and mercy. Folks, listen. There can be no mercy before judgment. In fact, the Bible says that mercy follows judgment. So in other words, Sheriff, when you were back doing your sheriffing days and you went out and you had to arrest people, you could not let them off. You could not give them amnesty for their crime until they were found guilty of their crime. When they were found guilty, then you could decide what type of sentence you were going to pronounce. We are giving mercy before we have justice. We need justice in America today, right? We can argue then about the death penalty, 10 years in jail or the fine. We can argue about all that. But in order for America to get back on the right path, we need to have justice before mercy. And in America today, we're giving mercy without justice. That ain't going to work, brothers. That ain't going to work.
No, it will never work. And the eternal principles of justice are what our Constitution is founded upon. And we need to get back to that. And I think it's fine saying, hang them high as a slogan of saying, let's go after them and let's provide justice and the correct remedy and the correct charge and the correct court cases against these people who have and are destroying America.
Well, and ladies and gentlemen, the real key here is to build trust for the American people within the system. The problem is when you have deep state thugs literally running around above the law, like Barack Hussein Obama and like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and these different people. Bill Clinton literally, serious allegations of rape, and the Me Too movement remains quiet. And we go on and on. At some point, Dave Daubenmeyer, what you have is an erosion of trust to the point where people can't trust their government anymore. And if this continues, what it's going to do is spill into outright revolution. So what we're calling for by accountability was the founding fathers' way to say, let's keep trust in the system. let's, when things go off the rails, let's keep a handle on this in a meaningful way so that worse things over time don't happen. Coach,
so in the Declaration of Independence, we were told by the guys who wrote the thing that when government, I'm paraphrasing, right? That when government oversteps their bounds, it is the duty and it is the right of the people to throw off such government. Folks, this is so clear, right? That we have a moral duty. We have a Christian moral obligation to throw off tyrannical government. Now, we could go back, trace this back a long way, but back about 1947 in the Everson versus the Board of Education. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Everson versus the Board of Education, when they told us that there was a separation between the church and state. From that point on, it was open season on morality. And we think that that meant that there's a separation between the morality and government, and it's not. Can two walk together lest they agree? And so we no longer have a common system of right and wrong. That's why we're in the mess that we're in. We have got to do something to try to restore. Psalm 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, which they have been, what can the righteous do? Well, Sheriff, Sam, we got to step to the plate, don't we, brother? We're in the middle of a war, and we're going to have to step in and reengage in this war for the future of our children and our grandchildren.
We must throw off such corruption.
We have to. It's our duty. Yep. Not only our right,
it
our
is
duty.
Our duty and our right. Duty and our right. Well, that's so one of my favorite things.
Getting accountability for Hillary is, I think, absolutely important, and that's the focus of this article, Hang 'em High. But it reminds me of Dr. Fauci as well. It really does, Dr. Dave, or I should say Coach Dave. And I'll tell you why. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, literally said that certain coronavirus vaccine data, even though it's been made available, it has not been published yet because it could potentially lead to disinformation. Okay, they literally have studies that they don't want to release the details of because, you know, Dave and Sam and Richard, you're going to intentionally pervert it. So we're not even going to put it in your hands. We're just going to tell you, like the days of old, about the Bible. You don't need to read the Bible. I'll tell you what it says, Dave. We'll come back on that note. This is indeed the Sheriff Mac Show on Brighteon.tv.
Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says, 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal security during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments of real gold and silver are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. You can also hold precious metals in your IRA. This allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Your metals are held in the form of physical coins and bars in a private depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial security. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals, in business since 1976. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code BTV at checkout for additional savings.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sheriff Mac Show. I am Sam Bushman, Operations Director, Vice President of Operations for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Become a lifetime member today, as I am. One of the great solutions in America is the county sheriff backed by We the People. The county sheriff, America's last hope, highlights it very well. It's one of Sheriff Mac's books, available at CSPOA.org. So, Dr.
Sam, I got to interrupt you.
Yes, sir.
Wait, Sam, I got to interrupt. I don't know if we did this enough. I know everybody knows that you were a coach. You're not a coach anymore. What are you now? I mean, you coached for what, 35 years?
Yeah, I was a high school football coach for 35 years. Pretty good one. Got sued by the ACLU in 1997 for praying with our team. I went through a 2-year battle with the ACLU. And in 1999 was my last season of coaching. We went undefeated. I walked away and I started Past the Salt Ministry. You see it on my shirt here. And I've been, Sheriff, I've been working. Now,
what do you call your ministry? What do you call it?
Past the Salt. Past the Salt. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, we're the salt of the earth. The salt loses its savor. It's good for nothing. All the problems we see have happened to us because Christians quit being Christians. We quit being the salt of the earth. And so I now do full time this kind of stuff, trying to wake up Christians. We're active out on the streets. I could go on and on, but the battle is
raging. Do you have your own church? Or do you conduct church service every Sunday and all that?
No, I don't. But I do a show every morning, Sheriff, at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've got thousands of people across America. We do a Bible study and talk about the culture and our Christian responsibility. So I'm a coach. I'm not a pastor. I'm not, right? No, I wear the hat of a pastor, but I'm a coach, right? Come on, man. Listen, you know why, Sheriff? A coach can get away with some things that a pastor can't get away with. We expect our pastors to come around and rub our back and tell us how brave we are. We don't expect coaches to do that, do we? So I get away with that. And I'm a motivational guy, and I try to get people to rise up and be all this. I try to get those sheriffs to, daggone it, will you do your duty? Do you have any idea? Hey, Sheriff, let me tell you this. I'm sorry, Sam. I got to get this out of me. We went to Bill Barr's house, Sheriff. I took 160 people to Bill Barr when he's still Attorney General of the United States. And we called him out, and he actually came out of his house, and he came out, and he met with me, talked to him, and I told him how much America was counting on him to do the right thing. That there were millions of us who demanded justice, and it was his job, and God had placed him in that position, and we needed him to step up and do the right thing. And that millions of people were praying for him. And he let us pray for him. But you know what happened, Sheriff? About 3 weeks later, a month later,
it didn't take.
He resigned. About 4 weeks later, he resigned. And I believe it was the conviction of the Holy Spirit on him, brother. Huh? So listen, if our law enforcement officers won't uphold the law, not defend the government, but uphold the law. You look at what's going on in Canada. Can you believe that those police officers are going out there and arresting those peaceful truck drivers? See, here's our problem, and I'll shut up. The truck drivers are doing what our pastors ought to be doing. That's the problem.
Amen.
The truck drivers are doing what our pastors ought to be doing. So that's what I do. I go around and I encourage people. I help them get into the game. I organize them. I give them that halftime talk that they need to have. And I believe, like I said earlier, we're winning, brothers. We are winning more than we even understand.
Well, what we need to realize is when it comes to Anthony Fauci, and these people, you know, hey, the same idea about Hillary Clinton needs to happen. Literally, you know, Rand Paul's caught Fauci literally in Senate hearings lying and saying that, hey, you know what? They didn't fund this research to take this to a bioweapon or gain of function research or whatever. And he literally got caught doing it. Evidence shows he did it. That is treason at the highest order. ladies and gentlemen. Message to the FBI and the Secret Service, you need to take care of that one too. Now the CDC literally says that, hey, you know what? Certain coronavirus vaccine data has not been published yet because it can lead to misinformation. You won't deal with it properly. Therefore, they got to withhold it from you. This is treasonous, Dave.
It is. Sheriff, I hate to dominate your show here. I just got to get some of this stuff out.
That's the reason you're on, Dave. That's the reason you're here.
Okay, thank you. Because in the same article that I wrote,
I'm good at hiking the football and passing it off, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Yeah. Misprison of treason, folks. That's also a violation of the law. And it says basically anyone who has knowledge of the commission of any treason against them and conceals and does not report it, they are guilty of misprison of treason. Let me ask you something. What did Comey know? What did Clapper know? What did Biden know? What did Obama know? What did Pelosi know? What did Paul Ryan know? What did Bill Barr know? There are so many people who are complicit in these crimes. And what? They're looking the other way. We're looking at, we won't do anything about it. And that's why I'm saying if we don't get justice from those, Sheriff, you know this as a man of the law, if you don't obey the law crumbles. If you're the sheriff and you're not, and you mean to tell me, Sheriff, that you're giving sweetheart deals to guys behind out in the back alley? They're giving you $50 to look the other way. That is the very corruption of justice. Sheriff, that stuff's happening. But it's happening because how? Because the federal government is funding local police officers. And so local police officers aren't going to bite the hand that feeds them. Isn't that the way the game is played, Sheriff? And isn't it time we woke up and understood exactly what's going on and understand that our only hope is that those men locally will stand up and do the right thing? Because if they don't, then our goose is cooked.
Amen to all of that, Coach Dave. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the work you're doing. And yes, brother, I totally agree with you. Pass the salt.
Amen.
Sam?
Ladies and gentlemen, Pass the Salt is his ministry. CoachDaveLive.com really highlights what he's doing. If you go there, you can see what he's doing. He's writing articles. He's going to people's houses and politely but appropriately confronting them with accountability and action. He really took action in some of the natural disasters and catastrophes we had across the country, bringing aid and comfort and love and Christian ministry to the people that were suffering there. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer has been doing a great job, not only as a coach, for football for 35 years, but also Pass the Salt Ministry is doing a great job. So Hang 'em High is the article, but his second article that he recently released is called Why Do Good Men Do Nothing? And that's really, in my opinion, at the root of the problem, Coach Dave.
It is. It is the root of the problem. But again, Sheriff and Sam, I point the finger directly at the pulpits. That gets me in a lot of trouble, you know. Nobody's supposed to criticize the pulpits, but the pulpits have produced the type of Christianity that we see in America today. Everything that's going on is being done today with the approval of the pulpits. That's why I made the comment earlier that the truck drivers get it more than the average pastor gets it, right? So one of the things that
what you're really saying is we need to bring back the Black Robe Regiment, sir.
We do. And Sam, that's what we try to do at Coach Dave Live. And I do a show every morning. We are raising up an army of God-fearing people all across America who will show up. For instance, when Pastor Tony Spell was recently charged, I guess it's been 6 months ago now, he was charged with holding church. Governor John Bel Edwards in Louisiana arrested Tony Spell for having church. Well, we took about 150 people down from all over America. We showed up outside the courtroom and we prayed outside the courtroom and we prophesied outside the courtroom and we went and stood in defense of our brother who was under attack, right? And we believe that a lot of things are going on because those of us who should be in the army of God, now that word makes people nervous, right? But the devil has a team. God has a team, and God's team is not engaging in this battle. That's what we try to do at Coach Dave Live on our morning show. Encourage people, strengthen people, call them to action. And believe it or not, we're having some impact. We went to Joe Biden's house. We went to Obama's house. We went to, as I said, Hillary Clinton's house. We went to Bill Barr's house. Why? Because folks, listen to me. They work for us. We don't work for them. We've got the whole thing backwards. I got to share this, Sheriff Sam. I'm sorry again. I went to Hillary Clinton's, I went by myself the first time. I've been back there three different times. Took 150 people with me the last time that we went. That's back in 2016, 2017. But I pulled up at 15 Old House Lane in Chappaqua, New York. And I have to tell you, I was about ready to wet my pants. I was scared. That's where Bill and Hillary Clinton live. And I pulled up in my car and threw open the doors and got out. And, of course, immediately the security guys come. And one of the guys came up, asked for my ID, and I gave him my ID. And he said, why are you here? And I said, well, sir, I've come to check on one of my employees. And he just looked at me.
That's
he said,
good.
What? I said, sir. He said, sir, former president of the United States lives here. I said, I know, sir. And his wife's a felon. Why won't you guys do something about that? And you know what, Sheriff? The entire mood changed. You know why? They knew she was a felon. It's because I believe somewhere deep in the heart of good police officers, they get tired of swallowing things that they shouldn't have to swallow. You know what I'm saying, Sheriff? They get tired of looking the other way, right? Arresting this guy and not arresting that guy. When I made that point to him, I knew that that was a dart right to the heart, that they understood exactly what I'm saying. So we have to get back to the idea that those people do in fact work for us. They're not some royalty. They're not some king and some queen. They are in fact public servants, and we need to demand that they act like that.
Now, Sheriff Mack, he mentions going to all these different places and to these people's houses to make a difference. And he mentions having, 150, 200 people with him. And I'm grateful for those patriots who stand tall for the sacred cause of liberty, no doubt. But what if we said he had 15,000 or 1,500 or 150,000 patriotic, peaceful Americans that said, look, we're not going to take it anymore. We are going to create accountability. We are going to get involved. We realize that evil prospers when good men do nothing. We're going to, why do good men do nothing is the title of his article. And I'm telling you, what if we had 1,500 or 15,000 or 150,000 or 1.5 million people peacefully saying, look, you know what? Donald said, lock her up. He was right. We need to have due process for Hillary and prosecute her to the fullest extent of the law for treason.
So Sam, we did that on January 6th. On January 6th, I took 150 people, FBI listening, I assume, took 150 people to Washington, D.C. That was that peaceful demonstration we saw. And what happened? It was infiltrated to cause violence so that they could call us violent insurrectionists, which was not at all what happened, Sheriff. And it gave them the narrative that they needed to use to get us exactly where we are today. So I tell all of my friends, I'm not going back to Washington, D.C. All politics are local. I'm going to go to my mayor's house. I'm going to go to the school superintendent's house. I'm going to go to the president of the school board, because that's where we can begin to make our feelings truly known, where we can get a response.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to go visit my local sheriff. That's what I'm going
to
do.
But we need 150 to be 15. We need 150 to be 1,500, though, when you go.
But it could work, couldn't it, Sam? 150 people outside your office would make a difference, wouldn't it? Would 1,500? Would 500? So I tell people this. There's not an abortion clinic in America that would remain open if the church decided they were just going to go stand outside that church and pray every day. 1,500 people, not an abortion clinic in America would be able to stay open. They just wouldn't be able to. But we don't do that. Why? Sam, that's why I said, we're in the mess we're in because good men are doing nothing. There are so many of these battles that we could win if we would simply engage them.
Yeah.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business, Sheriff.
Well, it is. And I've asked the same question, Dave. When are we as churches and Christians going to stop sending money to Washington, D.C.? And stop being afraid of this beast there? Look, I'm not going to do it alone either. But I think that we should unite until they stop funding Planned Parenthood and stop funding all this corruption, that we stop sending them money. Why do we continue to pay for our own demise? And 69% that one just drives me crazy.
I shared it on my show today. George Barna just came out with a recent statistics. I don't know if you've seen it. 69% of Americans identify as Christians. 7 in 10 saying. Now, are they really Christians to the depth of what we understand Christianity to be? That's debatable. But 70% of Americans are on our side. Can somebody tell me why the devil's team is running everything? How did we ever get in this mess where Jesus has become criminalized? Because Sheriff, you do see it. Sam, you certainly do see it. This gets me in trouble, but I got to call him the way I see him. That the most discriminated person in America today is the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Can't see that that's where the discrimination is coming for a reason, and that they're trying to intimidate us to make sure that we don't ever come back to D.C. See, they don't care if you're BLM and you go burn down Oregon, you go burn down Minnesota. They don't care about that. But don't you dare show up back here in Washington, D.C., because we're in charge here, right? So I'm smart enough.
And don't you dare peacefully start praying either. Don't you dare peacefully demand accountability. Don't you dare do those things, because they might actually work. It reminds me of in the old days how the Ten Commandments, they took it down off the government school wall and people said, well, why is that not up? They're like, well, if people see it, they might think about it. If they think about it, they might decide to obey it. We can't have that.
No, we can't have that. Now, listen, I'm going to say this publicly, okay? Sheriff Mack, you're coming to Ohio. I don't know when it's going to be. I'm going to get to work on it. We're going to get you out here. Friends, I think this is really important, what Sheriff Mack is doing, that law enforcement begin to understand what their real role is. But I'm going to tell you, friends, it will not change until the individual citizen realizes what the job of the sheriff is as well. Once we train the individual that sheriff is supposed to be protecting them against the government, once people get that, then the local pressure will come and that sheriff will begin to obey the law. And by the way, the oath that he swore to take, right? Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So Sheriff, I'm announcing publicly, Sheriff Mack's coming to Ohio. We'll just have to work on the date when we're going to get you out here.
All right, let's do it. I'd be proud there. Just like I've been proud to be on your radio show a couple of times. Yes. Thank you for having me. Thank you for being part of this holy cause of liberty. And I really appreciate what you stand for. We absolutely need the Black Regiment back. I am really fed up to hear with churches who don't have leaders that stand for freedom, who don't stand for the Bible and the principles of justice, the eternal principles of justice that the gospel is based on.
So we've traded the Black Robed Regiment for the Pink Robed Regiment. That's where we are. And until we awaken the church until we get the pastors to reengage, we're not going to win. Folks, 70% of people claim to fear God, Jesus Christ. They claim to, right? We way outnumber them. It's an unbelievable majority. But we're going to have to understand that it's a war and we're going to have to engage the battle, figuratively speaking, right? Hopefully it never comes to guns and bullets, but it has in the past. But we know this, that our weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. It's a spiritual battle, but it's playing out here in the natural realm.
Well, amen to that. And thank you. Thank you again for the work you're doing. I think that's probably one of the most unique ministries I've ever heard of. The football coach promoting Pass the Salt ministry. So I think you're a unique voice.
Sheriff, I'm going to volunteer. I'm going to volunteer to come out to Las Vegas and bark at those sheriffs. If you could give me 15 minutes, it'd be an honor to get out there and bark at them from an old coach's perspective. Say, boys, here's your job. Will you do your daggone job? Plow your row. Would you do it? America's counting on us. They need to hear that, Sheriff.
Yes, absolutely. Well, plan on it. And then first you need to help us raise the $5 million that we need to run this thing. But get all your big donors to start going to CSPOA.org and let's pray to God that we can save some money.
Sheriff, just tell them to print you a little bit, right? Just call Washington and say, print us up $5 million, man. right? Yeah, BLM, they're getting billions of dollars, right? Come on.
Before the end of the hour, gentlemen, I do want you to genuinely answer this question. We'll go with the sheriff first, and then that way Dave can have the last word. Why do good men do nothing? It's an honest, open, legitimate question, because once we can understand the why, we can make the change. Sheriff, go.
One is ignorance. They don't know and understand the law or the Bible, and they fear man more than they fear God. And so fear and cowardice is all part of this. They're excuse makers. Oh, I don't want to ruffle feathers. I want to make sure I keep my retirement. I want to make sure I win my next election. Instead of just focusing on duty and righteousness, they focus on money and fear and excuses. And so, yeah, that's my take on it, Dave. I'd love to hear yours.
Bible says my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They don't know.
Ignorance.
They really, you know, that's right. They really truly believe that there's a separation between the church and state. They really do believe that the federal government is supposed to rule over the, they really do believe that. And folks, let me tell you something else. The pastors are just as complicit. The pastors have been taught what? They teach the people in the church that religion and politics don't mix. Don't mix the sacred and the secular. In other words, stay out of politics, let the devil's team run politics, and then we'll all live under the rule of the devil. So it's fear, it's ignorance, and Sheriff, it's lack of coordination. I just was at a big thing. Clay Clark does these Awake America tours, and I was in one in Canton, Ohio. 3,000 people there. But Sheriff, when we come out of there, there's no organization. We got a team together for a huddle, but nobody called a play. We have to begin to purposely look at where we are and figure out how we're going to run these plays that the Lord has given us. And I'm confident.
I want you to know. On September 30th, we're going to devise those plays. We're going to devise
there
the
you
plan.
Go.
And yes, I hope you're going to be there. And we are praying to God that we can raise the talents that we need, the alms that we need for that great event.
God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, thank you, Coach Dave. We'll have you back, my friend. CSPOA.org. Become a member today. Keep an eye on the web pages for our incredible event coming up. What is it? October 30th, September 1st. We're going to do it.
No, September 30th. September 30th, October 1st.
There you go.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Final segments of Liberty Roundtable Live. We talked with Dave Dobenmeyer. Coach Dave doing a phenomenal job. Pass the Salt Ministries. CoachDaveLive.com is website. We talked about his two incredible articles, Hang 'em High, February 17th, 2022. And at first you look at that and you go, wow, that's vigilante stuff. No. Message to the FBI and the Secret Service, Dave says. I'm not planning any vigilante justice. I make no threats to Hillary and her cohorts or any of the other deep state swamp monsters, if you will. I am simply asking that you follow your oath and you protect us from all enemies, especially the domestic ones right now, the swamp monsters that think that they're above the law, the ones that literally are calling parents terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. I believe in the rule of law, says Dave Dobenmeyer. I believe in honest, God-ordained government. So he's defending the proper role of limited constitutional government. The act of treason is punishable by death. I simply call for justice. Hang them high. Do it publicly without masks. Now, I know that sounds extreme, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to really clearly point to we support due process. And you know what? You don't always have to have the penalty of death for treason. But when the acts become too many or of too great of import, if you will, then at some point something must be done. And you say, Sam, that's extreme. You know, you could just do a 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine or something. No, it's not enough, though, because these people have been in office and these people have controlled society for literally decades and have literally caused problems nationally forever. This isn't just something that they did one time or they made a mistake or they talked out of turn. This is a pattern. And this is what Dave Dobenmeyer is talking about. This is a pattern of abuse of the law. All right? This is a serious problem. The CDC is literally now saying we're not even going to publish data because you guys might take it out of context and use it wrongfully. Well, I have every right to interpret the results of your study any way I want to. And to suggest that somehow I might share, quote, misinformation with your released data so you won't release it. These people are criminals. They won't release the details of the coronavirus vaccine for years. You got to ask the question that Dave Dobenmeyer asked in his second article, why do good men do nothing? And that really, in my opinion, is the crutch of the discussion here. The key point, the critical deal here, right? Coach Dave says we have traded the black-robed regiment for the pink-robed regiment. He's right as rain. We have gone soft in America, ladies and gentlemen. And until good men, until honorable men and women stand up for the sacred cause of liberty, we are going to lose it. And I appreciate Dave giving us stories through this last hour about him taking 150 people, 200 people, and going to here to going there to create accountability. And I think it's incredible. But, folks, we need that 150 to be 1,500, 15,000, 150,000, 1.5 million, 15 million, 150 million. We need serious action. And until we get greater numbers, folks, we're going to be stuck on stupid. Until we can educate enough and influence enough people to make a difference, we're in serious trouble, right? That's the bottom line. That's where we sit. That's the issue. And it's a tough road to hoe. I get it. I'm speaking some hard things, aren't I? Yes, I am. But I'm also saying that's what it's going to take to preserve the sacred cause of liberty. I don't want blood. I want peace. I don't want to have to create the death penalty for anyone. But at some point, they have got to be stopped, and we've got to do it legally and morally. How do we get that done? Well, when good men do nothing, it'll never get done. It's going to take good, honest men to work hard to make a difference. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people can make the difference, but we've got to educate, 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 and then we've got to point the way to peaceful, law-abiding solutions, ladies and gentlemen. The rule of law, the supreme law of the land, God, family, country, the protection of life, liberty, and property. These fundamental principles are tried and true and work every time. Can we remain peaceful? Well, the answer is, will they let us? I sure pray the answer is a resounding yes. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate liberally, would you please? God save the Republic. of the United States of America.